Amen. The title of the message I want to share with you this morning is Lest We Forget. Lest We Forget is an iconic Remembrance Day and Remembrance Sunday phrase. These words, I'm sure, we all know and we associate it with this day. Lest we forget. There is, of course, those other words which, at the end of our minute's silence, you heard repeated. Those the words that speak of them not growing old as we that are left grow old, and so forth. These are, I suppose, the most iconic words of this time of year, as we would remember those who give their lives, give that ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Those words are, yes, iconic, but I believe those words, lest we forget, are maybe arguably just every bit as iconic today. Lest we forget. Lest we forget the great sacrifice that they made, even not just in world wars, but men and women in our own land. The sacrifice they give for our freedom, for our safety, for our security. Lest we forget, surely, our fitting words at this time of year. Now, where do those words have their origin? Well, they have their origin in something not to do with the world wars at all, but in a poem by Rudyard Kipling. He said this: "The tumult of the shouting dies, the captains and the kings depart. Still stands thine ancient sacrifice, an humble and a contrite heart. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget." These words remind me that this thought of lest we forget, it's something that we surely should think as a great exhortation for all our hearts as children of God. Yes, it's a great exhortation for every one of us in terms of those who give that great sacrifice in our land and across this world in times of war, in times of conflict. The freedoms we have today, we must say, we should never forget what they give for us. Yet with all due respect to the sacrifice that men and women have made across this world, down through the years, there is no greater sacrifice than the sacrifice that we as the children of God should never forget. That sacrifice being the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary. We've just sang that hymn. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. There's a hymn. We could just write over those words, right over it. Lest we forget. We should never forget the sacrifice that Christ did make for us. We should never forget all the benefits that God has bestowed upon us this day. Give thanks for the liberties, the freedoms, the blessings that God has bestowed upon you through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we would make this theme of lest we forget, as we would take it as our study today, I want us to take for our text this morning a verse that warns us of this very thing. Warns us about the dangers of forgetting the things of Christ. That's a reality that should make us fear and tremble today. We've sang that hymn, but do you really believe it? Do you really believe that there's a chance that we as the children of God could forget Gethsemane? That we could forget the agony of the Lord Jesus Christ? That we could forget His love for us? Absolutely we could. I want you to see with me the reality of that today, and that we would fear and tremble that there is even a possibility that we are in such a condition today, or that we could go into such a condition tomorrow. Our text this morning is Hebrews 2 verse 1. Hebrews 2 verse 1 says, "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to these things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Now this verse speaks of taking heed of certain things which we have heard. It also talks about letting those same things slip. So the obvious question that we should ask is, well, what are the things talking about? It's spoken of here. It says, give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. What are the things that we have heard? What are the things that the writer here says that if we don't take heed to them, we can let slip? Well, to understand what the things are that are spoken of, we must note the very first word of chapter 2. The first word of chapter 2 is therefore. Therefore. This word therefore, it is the linking word between what the writer has given us in chapter 1 and what he now says in chapter 2. In chapter 1, In Paul, in chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, who I believe to be the writer of the book of Hebrews, what does Paul teach? Paul teaches the excellency of the Lord Jesus Christ. He lays before his readers that Christ is superior to the angels, that Christ was the one and gave him his very self who died upon the cross and then went and sat down at the right hand of God the Father. The things that are spoken of in chapter 2 verse 1 are these things. What are those things? In short, it is the majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel. The very gospel. The very gospel itself, the writer is warning us here in Hebrews 2 verse 1, we can let slip. Therefore, I want us to dwell upon this today and listen attentively and be warned that if we are not careful, we can forget. And we will not want to forget. And there say we will say, lest we forget. Oh, those words, as I said, are iconic in terms of Remembrance Sunday and Remembrance Day. But may they also be words, as we look at verse 1 of chapter 2, that we as Christians would make our motto when we think of how important it is that we do not forget the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us commence this theme, this study this morning, by looking firstly at the reality of forgetting. The reality of forgetting. I've already said to you that it can be a reality. I want to show to you today that this actually is the case. You see, maybe as you listen to me, you're already saying to yourself, this preacher has to be mistaken. There's no way we could ever forget the gospel. Well, before I would show you from our text that I'm not mistaken, just consider some other examples from God's Word. That there is a reality of people forgetting God and His works. Three examples. I'll give you three examples from the book of Psalms. Psalm 106, verse 13. Says there, they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. Now, it doesn't just say they forgot, but it even tells us how quickly we can forget. They soon forgot. Talk about the children of Israel. They soon forgot what God had done for them. They forgot what he had told them, commanded them. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. But not only did they forget his works and his counsel, but a few verses later, down in verse 21 of that same Psalm, 106 verse 21, there we read that it wasn't just his works they forgot, but they forgot God himself. They forgot their God completely. Psalm 106, 21, they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. They should be terrifying words for the child of God today. They forgot God, their Savior. Oh, lest we forget. Psalm 137, verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept. When did they weep? When we remembered Zion. If they remembered Zion, the inference there clearly is that for some amount of time, there in the land of Babylon as captives, they had forgotten Zion. They've forgotten their God. They've forgotten the things that they once had. Now, I've preached on that text a couple of times in Kurajari. I didn't preach the same sermon. Two different messages. The first time I preached on Psalm 137, verse 1. I preached on backsliding. And how we can forget the things of God. And how, when the backslider, those things come to his remembrance, how he will weep when he remembers those things that he has lost. Then, quite similarly but different, when our church went into lockdown in Kurajari the first time, quite early on in that time of lockdown, I again brought this verse to the people's remembrance. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we met when we remembered Zion. I brought this their attention to see our church doors were closed. We couldn't come into church morning or evening. We couldn't gather for prayer. We couldn't do any of those things. And I brought to the attention of people to consider the things. Consider the things that maybe had been taken for granted. They would remember the things that they had now lost. And that they would weep and pray for their return. See, God's Word is clear. There is times of forgetting. There's times of forgetting God, His Word, even God as our Savior. And maybe you say, oh, that was the Jews. The Jews were like that. But do we really believe that we're any better than the children of Israel? We're not one bit better. Oh, we feel God constantly. We forget His benefits towards us. You see, our text makes it clear that we are in every bit as much danger and indeed possibly guilty of making the very same mistake. Hebrews 2 verse 1, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. It's those closing words that present the reality. Lest at any time we should let them slip. The them spoken of here are the things that we have heard. The things that we've so known already, those things that we have heard, are the things of Christ and His gospel. We've received the message of Christ, yet here He tells us we must be very careful that the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, we may let it slip. The warning is clear. The warning is if we don't remember these things, they will slip from our minds. This phrase, let them slip, is speaking of forgetting. It says, lest any time we should let them slip, or that we would forget those things. We use that phrase still today. You mightn't think we do, but we do. Maybe you've been asked to do something by the wife. And you'll say, you'll make the excuse, I'm sorry, dear, that slipped completely from my mind. And we not all let something slip from our mind. It's to forget to do something. So therefore, this biblical phrase is one we still use today. At least at any time we should forget them. Let them slip from our minds. The text is clear that if we are not very careful, we will forget these things. Forgetting is a reality. But maybe you still object and say, how could we ever forget the truths of the gospel? And in a sense, you're right. How could we ever forget them? But yet the reality is we do. And why? Well, I want to give just two reasons before we move on. Why forgetting is a reality for us fallen, sinful people. Well, the first is because of Satan. Because Satan makes it his business for us to forget. He wants us to forget. And Satan, as that roaring lion, makes it his business that we forget the things of God. He wants and he tries. He goes around as that lion trying to snatch away the word of God from our head and from our heart. Consider the parable of the sower and the seed. What does the Lord Jesus Christ say the devil sets out to do when people receive the seed, which is the Word of God? What does he do when men have with great joy even received the truths of the gospel? Take Mark 14, verse 15. It says, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. See, here is people who received the word. It wasn't just in their head, but even in their hearts, they had a great love for the word. But yet we're told Satan will come immediately and try and snatch those things away that the person's heard. Well, the devil is active trying to snatch away the word of God out of people's hearts. He will do what he can to have the believer forget the truths of the gospel. He will crowd it out by worries and cares and fears. Oh, how the devil loves us to be in a state of fear and panic and worry, for when we're in such a state, we will forget the wonders of the gospel. But let us not blame Satan for everything. Oh, we're very good at blaming Satan. Oh, Satan made me do this, and this is all Satan's fault, and he's snatching the word away, and he's raising this, and he's raising that, and he's distracting me. Oh, we can't blame Satan for all. Yes? The reality is we forget the truth of Christ and the gospel because Satan makes it his business to snatch it away. But not only is Satan responsible in making it his business, we are distracted by our busyness. Because of our busyness, we get so busy in life, we get caught up with this, we get caught up with the other thing, and our minds are taken off Christ. We think about this, or we think about what we have to do tomorrow, we think about what has to be done about the house, we think about what has to be done for our family, we think about all these things. And in their place, those things have an importance, yes. But we let those things crowd out the most important thing. And that is remembering what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And therefore, in this sense, are we not all guilty, therefore, of forgetting the gospel? Have we not always, all at some point, put something before spending time with the Lord? Have we not always, at some point, been too busy and forgotten Christ? Put Him in the background instead of thinking of Him first and foremostly and all the day long. It is in this way we are guilty of forgetting the gospel. It is in this way we are guilty of letting the things that we have heard slip. So busy with our lives, with our families, with our work. As I say, there's so much fear, so much worry at this time over the coronavirus. I believe so many of the Lord's people have forgotten the wonders of Christ and Him crucified. But my last message, Lord's Day message at the end of our first lockdown, trying to encourage the people to come back into the house of God. I told them, if you're fearful and you're worried and you have all these worries about coronavirus, the place you need to be is church. Have you ever heard of fears and worries and cares going away, staying away from church? That's only going to amplify those things. It's only being found in God's house, being found in His Word, found in the wonders of Christ and His gospel, that those fears can never be dispelled. Oh, instead of fear stopping people from coming to the house of God, fear is the very reason they need to come to the house of God. But the worried and fear, and I understand people are nervous, people are worried. I'm not trying to downplay that for one moment. I'm not trying to downplay COVID-19. I'm not trying to do that in any way. But we must realize there's one greater, there's one who is sovereign over it all. And there's a Savior who deserves our attention more than the daily figures and hospitalizations and recoveries and so forth. Are we spending more time watching the news than reading our Bibles? Oh, that we would again remember Christ. That we would heed those words of warning in Matthew 10, verse 28. The words Christ says there, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Get our priorities right. We forgot to fear God, because we're too busy fearing the virus. Oh, Christian, the reality is we can't forget. We are in danger of it, and maybe today we're even guilty of it. And before I move on to another consideration, I know our time is going on, before I move on to another point this morning, let me ask you. Maybe the case is that you haven't forgot the gospel. Maybe it's not that you haven't forgot the gospel, but the case is that you've never received it in the first place. Oh, it's not that you've let the gospel slip. It's because you never had it in the first place. You've never had it in your grasp. You can't let something slip that you've never held. Maybe that's the position you find yourself in tonight. I wonder, have you received the truths that you are a sinner deserving of eternal punishment in hell? Have you received the truth that you are a sinner in need of a Savior? Have you received the truth that Christ and Christ alone can save you? Have you received the truths of His splendor and glory? And He left that splendor and glory, He came down to this earth and He died upon the cross to satisfy the wrath of His Father. Do you believe those things? Have you received those things? Have you been reconciled to God through Christ's precious blood? Do you believe? Have you received that Christ is coming again? To receive His blood-bought children? To live and reign with Him for eternity? Well, I'm not asking, have you remembered these things? But even before that, have you received them at all? Oh, friend, I say to you, if you have not, receive them today and be saved. Accept Christ as your Savior. And maybe you have received Him. Maybe, Christian, you've wandered from the Lord. Oh, you need to remember. We need to remember. Remember all these things of Christ coming to this earth, dying for us, shedding His blood, the anguish upon the cross. Let us remember, lest we forget. We've seen this morning there is the reality of forgetting. See with me secondly this morning as we look at our text, the remedy to forgetting. What is the remedy? If it is such a reality, if there's such a great danger that the child of God can forget the gospel and the wonders of it, what is the remedy? How can we stop this rot from coming in? Oh, the gospel can be let slip. Yet this verse, as well as giving us this warning, gives us a great remedy. To avoid forgetting the gospel, What does verse 1 say? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to these things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. The remedy is clear. It tells us what we are to do unless we let these things slip. We need to give more earnest heed to them. Now, I am sharing with you a very simple truth here. This is a very simple a message from the writer here. The book of Hebrews, there's maybe many things that we can find difficult to understand and are difficult. But yet, could you get a more simple statement than this? If you don't want to let these things slip, if you don't want to forget them, spend more time remembering them. It's simple and it's obvious. See, it's not some complicated aspect of theology. I'm not bringing you some hard aspect, some doctrine which straight out of systematic theology class when I was in college. No. Simple advice this verse gives. If you don't want to be guilty of forgetting the gospel, spend more time meditating upon it. Spend more time in prayer. Spend more time in God's Word. Spend more time in God's house. Be attentive when you are in God's house. See, there's the key. It's not all about just coming in through the doors of the church. But are we listening when we're there? Are we attentive to the Word? Are we attentive when we're reading our Bibles at home? Or are we just ticking off a box saying, well, I've read my Bible today? Are we attentive? Are we wanting to meditate? Are we wanting to keep that Word deep within our hearts? Attentiveness is an aspect I don't want you to miss today. That verse says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to these things. Oh, not just give some lip service to them. Not just listen to these things. Give the more earnest heed. Strive to meditate and learn and remember these things. The great Bible commentator Matthew Henry, he put it very well when he said this, inattentive hearers will soon be forgetful hearers. Again, that's this point in a nutshell. If we're inattentive, if we don't spend the time remembering these things, we'll soon forget. Well, we've seen we are quick to forget. We can lose the joy of gospel in our heart. Why? Why do we forget? Why do we lose the gospel in our hearts? Why do we have to confess that we've fallen and sinned against our God? It's because we are so quick and so slack in remembering. So quick to forget, so slack in remembering. Oh, have we not all, as it were, in this sense, to use a phrase, have we not all heads like sieves on us? Oh, it goes in. The Word goes in, and we maybe go out through the church door, and how quick is it before that Word is gone? We need to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. The psalmist, Psalm 1 verse 2, puts it better than I ever could. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth he meditate day and night. Meditate. That's what this man is doing. It's an earnest heed to the things. He's considering. He knows the gospel. He's heard it. He knows what it is to be saved. But that doesn't mean he's given up on it. No, every day, morning and night, he's giving more earnest heed. He's meditating on those things. How important it is that we do so. Again, the Psalmist 119, Psalm 119, verse 11. Those wonderful words which we all know, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. There's a man giving earnest heed to the things of God, hiding the word in his heart, that he will not forget them, that he will not sin. Can we become cold in terms of the gospel? Can we lose our joy in the gospel? Can we wander from our Savior? Can we return and fall into sin? Sadly, the answer is yes to all of those things. And why is it? As I say, because we do not give earnest heed to these things. We do not hide God's word in our hearts that we do not sin against Him. Let us make hiding God's word in our heart our chief priority today. If we make it, we need to make it our chief priority lest we forget. I've already quoted Matthew Henry. I've got a lengthier quote I want to share with you. And he puts it like this. I say, I share his words because there's no point in me trying to put them into my own. His words are much better. Listen to these words. He's commenting on this very verse. And he says this. It is the great concern of everyone under the gospel to give the most earnest heed to all gospel discoveries and directions, to prize them highly in his judgment as matters of the greatest importance, to hearken to them diligently in all the opportunities he has for that purpose, to read them frequently, to meditate on them closely, and to mix faith with them. We must embrace them in our hearts and affections, retain them in our memories, and finally regulate our words and actions according to them. That quote's a sermon all in itself. May those words grip our hearts today. May we make it our chief concern to give more earnest heed to the Christ and the gospel. Let us do everything we can, lest we forget. I have one more point I want to come over it as quickly as possible, so please bear with me. We have noted the reality of forgetting. We've also seen the remedy to forgetting. See with me finally this morning the reward of not forgetting. The reward of not forgetting. Now this reward may not be clearly seen in our text yet. It is seen in that verse that I've already mentioned. Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. The one who remembers the gospel, the one who lays it up in his heart, the one who meditates upon it, is the one who has a guard against sin. See, if we give earnest heed to the gospel, it will no doubt change how we live our lives day to day. If you began each morning considering and contemplating the sin, that our sin was the reason that Christ had to die upon the cross. If you realize it was your sin that had Christ die upon that cross, surely you would flee from sin in the day ahead. When you see how serious your sin is. It's the gospel. The gospel is the greatest guard against sin in our lives. Remembering the gospel and why it was necessary that Christ died upon the cross is the greatest protection against sin in our lives. Remembering the gospel not only keeps us from sin, but on top of it, it gives us a peace in the midst of the storms of life. Is there anything that can give the child of God greater peace than remembering what Christ has done and is doing for us? How different our lives and our outlook would be if we would begin each day taking the time to remind ourselves of the gospel. Not the simple, you can call it homework if you want, I leave with you. Get up each morning and the very first thing you do is remember what Christ has done for you upon the cross of Calvary. And I tell you, if you do that, how different all our lives would be. How different it would be. Oh, each one of us can be guilty of thinking the gospel, taking the gospel for granted. Each one of us can think that the gospel is something, yes, that we received a long time ago when we were saved. And yes, the gospel is still relevant to the unsaved. They need to hear it. But you know, it's something in the past. We're saved, the gospel. You know, we need to move on from that. It's not really relevant to us anymore. We are saved. That's what many think, seem to think. They may not say it, but yet, by their attitude, that's exactly what's going on. Do you see, saved and unsaved alike must pay heed to the things of the gospel. It's never something we can ever move on from. The gospel needs remembering by us all each and every day. And as I say, I assure you, that if you remind yourself of Christ and his death, you remind yourself that you're saved and no one can take that salvation from you, what a peace and perspective you will have for all the fears and battles of the day ahead. Take the example that we have a risen Savior. We need a risen Savior. If there was no risen Savior, there would be no salvation. We are without hope, as God's Word says. Yet because He lives, we can say, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. There's a perfect example of taking the gospel and giving us a peace for the day ahead. Another one person has said this. He says, if we remind ourselves of the gospel each morning, we will wake up and live in grateful joy that the toughest battle we are going to face today has already been won. Therefore, as these words, as these thoughts not so fitting for the time in which we're living, so much battle, so much worry, so much care. If we'd only give more earnest heed to the gospel, we have faced those battles with a joy and a peace in our heart, a peace that passeth all understanding. Oh, we were living in a time when the things of the gospel, can be very easily stolen from us. May we instead give more earnest heed to the gospel truths that we have heard and that we know. Let us strive and battle to meditate upon these things day and night. These truths are far too precious for us to forget. To forget the truths of the gospel is to lose a treasure greater than all the riches in this world. May the Lord write the exhortations of this text, and indeed this very message, on all our hearts today. There is no greater need in your Christian walk in life than to regularly remind yourself of the truths of the gospel. Give more earnest heed to these things, lest we forget. May the Lord take His word. May He bless it to each and every heart.